I'm Rona Tarrant. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the former nuncio to the US who called on Pope Francis to resign for allegedly lifting sanctions placed on Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, now says those alleged sanctions were private and neither he nor retired Pope Benedict XVI was able to enforce them. Archbishop Vigano went into hiding after publishing a letter last week in which he accused senior church leaders of being aware of abuse. Pope Francis has not commented on the letter, but told journalists to study the contents and draw their own conclusions. Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaput has written to Pope Francis to call off the Synod of Bishops on Young People this October, to focus instead on the life of the bishops. Meanwhile, Dallas Bishop Edward Burns has asked Pope Francis for an extraordinary synod to address issues in the latest clergy sex abuse crisis. The letter, which was sent to the US Papal Nuncio, calls for a synod to address abuses of power, clericalism, accountability, and the understanding of transparency in the church. The US military has said it's cancelling $300 million in aid to Pakistan over what it calls Islamabad's failure to take action against militant groups. The move, which needs to be approved by Congress, is part of a broader suspension announced in January. President Trump has previously accused Pakistan of deceiving the US while receiving billions of dollars. In his Labour Day statement today, Bishop Frank Duane has called on people to work together for just wages. The statement highlights the large number of American families who live below the poverty line despite economic growth, as well as wage disparities between different racial and ethnic groups and men and women. The statement also says the rights of workers to organise should be respected, as should the rights of unions and worker centres to advocate for just wages and health benefits. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.